Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Increasingly, the mind-blowing technology portrayed in science fiction movies is made real in labs around the world.
In particular, two recently published studies have the feel of Star Wars. The first is viruses engineered to generate electricity. One day they may power nanoscale implanted devices in the human body.
The viruses used in these studies attack bacterial cells. They're simple organisms with proteins and a genome. In one particular virus, the proteins have two distinct ends, one with a positive charge and the other with a negative.
This arrangement of opposing charges at opposite ends of the same molecule can create a piezoelectric effect. It means when the shape of these molecules are compressed, they generate an electric current.
Researchers used the concept to build tiny biogenerators that could be activated by a person's movements, such as stair climbing. They may one day power implanted devices that sense and report on the levels of important compounds like glucose or neurotransmitters.
Another amazing technology is the biological ion transistor computer chip, the first ever produced. In these biological transistors, charged molecules called ions take the place of electrons. In essence, this means a computer chip can now network with human cells.
In recent experiments, researchers used a powerful neurotransmitter called acetylcholine as the charged molecule. When a message from the brain travels along nerves to a muscle, a neuron transmits acetylcholine ion to nearby muscle cells and triggers movement.
In the future, this could allow fine control of muscle movement, or more importantly, restore movement in people with paralysis.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.